proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
Hello, folks. Live and local, John Potter here at Grand Sierra Resort, north side, the parking lot of the big building for the massive, it's got a name. It's a RV extravaganza manufacturers sale from Western Skies RV. Let's go to the phones because Sonny is calling in. Hey, Sonny, are you there?
Yes, John, I am. Thank you.
All right. Now, big news. Sonny, folks, we've talked to Sonny before. He runs the owns the Trump store in Gardnerville, which at last we talked to you, Sonny. You were thinking of finally shutting it down. It's been very popular. That's why it's been open for so many months after the election. Give us the latest news on the Trump store in Gardnerville, Sonny.
It does well. People still come in. They love everything Trump. I just have cars and other stuff I want to work on.
So is it open or closing or what?
Yeah, it's closed. I'm closing at the end of the month. And
You're closing
out
at the
of
end
all
of
my
the month.
Stuff. Yeah, I've been selling really good. I got like 41 different hats and they're all $10. And all my flags are now $5.
All right, huge sale at Trump store as it is closing at the end of the month. I got that bad connection here, Sonny, but that part I got. Okay, folks, clean out the store and save a bunch of money there. Let me ask you this. Have you heard that in Las Vegas, they just opened a Trump store? Have you heard about that, Sonny?
I haven't, but I know this is popular, and I could do it for 4 years, and I'm kind of sad that I could not be doing it, but I might travel and do events and other stuff, but I never got an online website going or anything else to do even better. But yeah, it's totally popular, and people come in my store by accident just driving by, or they hear me on the radio because you're the only one I advertise with, so when they come in here, they're just blown away. There's so many different Trump merchandise.
Well, a lot of people have loved that you put your heart and you put your dollar, you know, you put your money where your mouth is and you open this Trump store. And it was quite the talk of the town. I'll tell you what, the Vegas Trump store just opened, I think, this week. And the people on Reddit are up in arms screaming bloody hell about it. It's pissing so many people off.
Yeah, Vegas is all messy.
Okay. Mostly. Sonny, it's been a pleasure getting to know you. Folks, the Trump store is closing at the end of this month, and Sonny's got a big sale. You're going to save a lot of money. And who knows? These items might be collectibles. Do you think so, Sonny?
I think they will. I'm pretty sure of that. I've had a lot of people buy stuff that say they're never going to open it. They're just setting it aside for later.
All right. Well, don't
I'd
be
like
a stranger.
To give out some it's gift been... Can I give out some gift certificates?
Oh, we aren't set up for that, are we? Gift certificates on the air?
Not right now, no.
Yeah, we're out in location, my friend. But I'm going to stop by and see you next time I'm in Gardnerville. Folks, you only have till the end of the month. Sonny, thank you. Good to know you, my friend. And keep in touch, okay?
Thank
you're
you,
a friend
John,
of 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. All right. How are you, my friend?
I'm
Jim.
Good,
Jim is
you.
Here. Jim is with Coachman RV.
Yes, sir.
How's it going?
You?
How's this big event going today?
Traffic is really good.
I see that.
Really good. Man, we've had people coming in yesterday, people coming in today. Yeah. We've got people up and down the aisleways. We got kids. We got dogs.
I think we have all kinds of things happening here. We heard a couple of loud dogs on the air while I'm interviewing people.
They are here.
It's a bit of a party atmosphere. All right, so let me guess, you own an RV yourself?
I do.
Tell the folks, and I ask this so we can kind of whet the appetite out there for getting an RV. There are so many financial advantages to them now. And you look at the cost of hotels now and motels and these ridiculous resort fees, and there's not a whole lot to do at the hotel. Here you can go to an RV park and socialize with people and get to know them, and you're not paying these ridiculous Funny story. I'm old. Listen, I remember when Motel 6 started because it was $6 a night. Now it's like over $100 for a Motel 6.
Yeah.
Now, these are not only a lot more economical, but they're a hell of a lot more fun.
Right.
So where do you like to go with your RV, Jim? Can you give us some places that people could enjoy an RV at? What are your personal favorites?
You have some other options. You can take a trailer if you've got a truck already. If you've got kids, you can go to an RV park. You've got a number of places that have RV destination resorts. If you don't want a trailer, you want to be in something more expensive, they have higher end RV parks. Or you can be like me. I don't want to go to a park. I want to go out and be where nobody else is. We call that dry camping. I want to go find me a spot, stream, lake, picturesque place out with the plains and the snow and what have you. Stop, park, get out your fishing pole, hang out, do your own thing. You've got your own bed, you've got your own sheets, got your own food, you've got your own company, and you can just do your own thing when you want, how you want, and the way that you want. So by the time you take your food and your travel and the destinations, places you want to go, it winds up being a lot more cost effective than by the time you fly someplace, go someplace, and be under someone else's terms and conditions. When you RV, you get to do it all the way you want to do it.
You hit on an important thing that I didn't even think of, because I know somebody who travels now and then. Bed bugs in these hotels, it's a thing now. It's a big thing now. And this guy has to take everything he owns out of his house and either burn it all up or pay some expensive service to come to his house and turn up the heat to 120 degrees inside the house to kill the bed bugs, which is also going to damage a lot of things in the house. The house will never be the same. You won't have that problem with an RV, right?
No.
Because you're the only one sleeping on this bed, and your sheets are your sheets.
Your bed, your sheets, your food, right? Your stuff, your dirt. If you're in my house, you don't take your shoes. You know, you take your shoes off where you come in. You don't have all that stuff, but you're tracking in and out. And just think about, it's your toilet. Mm-hmm. Who's been on your toilet? Who's been in your bathroom? Who's the last time someone did something to the glass? I mean, we're old enough. Remember when you used to have like PM magazine, right, and all these other sorts of.
Show where the germs are.
Show where it is, right? You don't got to worry about taking a black light into your RV.
That's right.
You know who's been in your RV, right? But in a hotel, mm-hmm. particularly if you're staying at some place that's a busy hotel, who knows what you have, right? Who knows what's in there? So you get all that safety. You get all your own stuff. It's what you want, how you want, the way that you want to do it. It's as affordable as it's ever been. Rates are coming down. You know, banks are lending. They've got 30, 40 banks here, credit unions that do stuff. Whether you're a USAA, you're retired, or you're a Bank of America person, all that kind of stuff is on-site financing for them. They make it really, really easy. They'll take just about anything in trade.
Because you got a glut going on, which is a shame for the manufacturers, but a huge benefit to the people who want to finally get their own RV.
Well, let me tell you, I've been doing this almost 30 years. And in that 30-year period, I can count on three fingers the amount of times that it has been as advantageous for a customer to come in and take advantage of the pricing. This is one of those times. During COVID, you couldn't find one. And if you wanted one, you had to pay for one. It was very simple. If you don't want it, don't buy it. Right? If you want it, buy it. That's the price. Thank you very much. Now you do have, an excess of RVs that are out there. Pricing has never been better than it is right now. I have the entire Western United States from the Mississippi over. Mm-hmm. And the pricing they have here is as aggressive as you've got anywhere in the country at this point, particularly west of Mississippi. So if you're looking to take advantage of those kinds of deals, those kinds of prices, this is a time to do it. And there is a point where you just can't replace and you can't get them any cheaper. As I say, well, I'm going to wait till next year. I'm looking. I'm a year out from retiring. Mm-hmm. Have you seen them go down in price over the last 3 or 4 years?
No. Yeah.
The answer is no. So no. Come take advantage of it if you have the wherewithal to do it.
Well, I can tell that, I don't want to say panic, but I can tell that this is a situation where I'm looking at these brand new RVs. They're 2024s, and they're beautiful. They're awesome, but they've probably been on the lot for a very long time, and so this is a time to take advantage and be a shark yourself and save an awful lot of money.
They got some stuff that's on the trailers. They've got stuff that's $25,000, $30,000 off.
Yeah.
You got some motorhomes.
Yeah, I see that.
$80,000 off the retail price.
So you're with Coachmen.
Yes.
And tell us about some of the Coachmen products you have here.
Oh, we've got a couple of what are called Muradas here that would be the midline, and that's kind of some of the ones I'm referring to. They've got one of them there. It's a 24. It's an $80,000 discount. So it makes it affordable for people that are actually RV.
Oh, wow. And you're a manufacturer's rep?
Correct.
Okay. This is a big event for you to come from. Where are you based at?
We're actually based out of Indiana, so we want to come out.
You came from Indiana to here.
Come to Indiana for here to support Western Skies and what they're doing and try and give them all the help.
But it's that big, huh?
It's that big.
Wow. That's incredible. Yeah. So, folks, you don't have to come all the way from Indiana. You're right here to stop by and... pick out one of your favorite models here.
They've got two of my favorites. There's a what's called a 35OS Murata and a 29FW Murata. Both of those are some of the best-selling floor plans that we have, that we make. One's 35 feet, one's 30 feet. So you've got one that wants something that's smaller. If you want to travel down into Lake Tahoe and see where you're going around the bends and the turns, you've got something for that. And if you've got a little bit bigger family and need to sleep seven or eight, I've got an opportunity for you there that works just as easy as the other one.
What's the hot new thing now with the RV units? New tech or something like that?
You've got new smart TVs. We've got new antennas that are able to pull off, you know, off-air digital channels. You've got self-starting generators, convection microwaves. You've got macerator toilets. You've got
solar
for people. You can get lithium and have it be completely off-grid if you're a real green person.
Oh, I like hearing off-grid.
Yeah, you've got all that sort of stuff that's available to people now. It's in some cases it's more functional than the home that people are coming out of to get in their RV and go.
Jim, it's been a pleasure learning more about this. I'm about to say sold. I mean, really, so many advantages. So many. Been a pleasure talking with you. Folks, when you come out, ask for Jim Elliott. He's representing Coachmen RV, and he'll show you the one that you really like. There, we said it. Okay. Thanks, Jim, for coming out. That was great. I'm John Potter, live and local, only here for another 45 minutes, but this sale goes on until 6 o'clock tonight at the Grand Sierra Resort. If you can't make it today, it's a 10-day event, and they're all here, the manufacturers, reps, and a lot of people who look like they're kind of fantasizing as they look at these incredible RV units. They're not
these of the old days, I'll tell you that. We're going to take a...
9.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 11:19.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Now it's on.
Hi, folks. John Potter, live and local. 99.1, 92.3 FM. Okay, I'm sorry. A lot of distractions here. This is a huge event. It's the Western Skies RV. it's a long name to it. It's a huge, monstrous sale. There, I said it. Hey, Joe, how's it going?
It's going fantastic. So nice to be here with you, John.
Well, thank you, buddy. You know, how do I pronounce your name?
Soldano. S-O-L-D-A-N-O.
Okay.
Soldano. If you look at it closely, it's spelled S-O-L-D-A-N-O. Sold an O. And if you watch Wheel of Fortune, they have to buy the vowels. I got rich selling them the O's. Oh, heavy stuff right off the bat, John.
Okay, Joe, do you mind me saying what your age is?
No, not
all. All right,
no,
80 years old. And you've been married 60 years. You perform sometimes at the Silver Legacy Comedy Club, the Laugh Factory, right?
Right, yeah.
Okay. What's married 60 years? How do you give us the secret, Joe? 60 years, how do you do it?
Well, immediately after the ceremony, My wife said to me, I have a secret for you to how this marriage could last forever. And I said, well, sure, anything. You know how much I love you. I mean, what's the secret? She said, female Viagra. And I said to her, what is that? And where do you buy it? She said, it's very simple. You buy it at any of the jewelry stores.
I was going to say, there was a Viagra 60 years ago.
I could use it today.
She was ahead of the time.
She actually does a routine in Carson City with Dave Macarelli. You know Dave? He's the manager down at their Laugh Factory. You never met him?
No, I haven't.
Well, yeah, Dave does.
Wife is a comic too?
No, she's not really a comic, but she Dave headlines down in Carson City. You just had that comedian from The Nugget.
Yes.
The Irish guy, yeah. She goes down there and he brings her up out of the crowd like he doesn't know her, doesn't know us. And he asked her questions about the marriage.
Okay.
And yeah, it's kind of
fun. That's one of your favorite routines is talking about marriage. What else do you have to say about it, I'm afraid to ask?
Geez, now you got me on the spot.
For the that we can put on the radio,
yes,
Joe.
Yeah, that's a problem.
That's a problem. Well, anyway, you
that's
came
a little bit of a problem.
Yeah, yeah.
You're talking to the Irish comedian today. Mm-hmm. You know, Rosie O'Donnell moved to Ireland.
Yes.
Yeah, she was going to move to Scotland first, but they told her they already had what's the monster? Loch Ness Monster. See, I'm a great comedian.
Oh, I was going to say Shrek. Well, there we go. We just ruined a great joke.
Yeah. I ruin a lot of them.
Yeah, me
too. It's kind of fun. I tell some stories about my grandparents.
Oh, yeah? Tell me what.
I can't tell you those. But
oh,
that's
my
okay.
Gosh. 80-year-old man telling stories he can't say on the radio.
I would, you know, because I'm 80 years old, I remember when I was a kid in Chicago, it's an Italian neighborhood. If you swore in front of somebody's sister or mother, the gang would beat you up. So
was that how it was?
It's exactly how it was. They just treated women with, not like they're treated today.
Well, you came bearing gifts. What's the story behind the Shiner Bock beers?
Well, you know,
I haven't recovered from St. Patrick's Day. This is a rough week for me.
Well, I told you about my cousin who was half Irish and half sober.
Oh, that one.
That one. That one you didn't laugh about.
Do you have a connect?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
You know what? I was watching Poker Face. It's a series on TV.
I've heard about that one.
Yeah, and she's running from somebody, so she's hiding in a little town, and they have a little gas station just on the edge of town, and the guy who runs it at night drinks Shiner all the time. He goes up on the roof when there's no business. He just sits up there in his lawn chair and drinks. And the bottle caps, which are the Ram, are all over the place. And I saw the bottle caps, and my son-in-law had just hunted in Mexico, and he shot a bighorn sheep. And I thought, you know, if I get a case of those and collect those bottle caps, I'll take it to him, and maybe he's a very creative guy. Maybe he can do something about it. So I had to force myself, but I did it. I drank a whole case of beer myself.
Well, I envy you.
I'm that kind of guy. I'm dedicated to the family.
Listen, that's not bad. It's a very good beer. I lived in Texas twice, and I loved it. And I ran it. You know where they have it? In Reno at Brothers Barbecue. Is it still on Wells? Yeah. That's where I found the Shiner Bock again.
Yeah. I learned.
Where did you get this?
I got it from, I think I got it at one of the Walmarts. I happened to get in there. Yeah. But I learned to drink beer in Germany.
Yeah, that's the place to learn.
The government sent me over there to teach me how to drink beer because, listen.
What the service really was?
Here's a marriage shocker for you. Yeah. Married 2 days, September 18th, 1965. On the 20th, I got a letter from the government. I was drafted. 10 days later, I'm honeymooning in Fort Leonard Wood, Missouri with 500 guys. Have you ever heard the term, don't ask, don't tell?
Yes, I have heard.
Yeah, it started on my honeymoon there. And
okay, so what year was this when you went into the service?
1965.
Oh, it's a good year to be in the service, right?
Yeah, it was a good year. You know, I ended up in Europe. Fortunately, I didn't go to Vietnam. I ended up in Europe.
You were in Germany, and would you go back and visit?
Went to Italy went and spent for our 35th anniversary.
Did you like it?
We spent 38 days in Italy. It was hard for us to come back if we didn't have the grandchildren at that time. I'm telling you, I could have stayed. It was wonderful.
I'm a bit like you, Joe. When I go, like, I remember in the 70s, I went to Acapulco, Mexico, and I thought it was such an amazing place. I was trying to figure out how can I live there without knowing the language. I mean, I was serious about it. I was so in love with the place. Well, now Acapulco is nothing like it used to be at all. But I'm that kind of person where I find something I love about every place I go to. And this is how I tie in with the RVs. I love Detroit. I love Buffalo, New York. There's something wonderful about every place you visit here in the United States. Do you have any favorites in the U.S.?
You know, we've traveled a lot in the United States.
Any favorites?
I love Branson. We used
to
go to Branson a lot. Branson is an entertainment center. And back when we started to go, I don't know, 40 years ago, all those entertainers, older ones that I knew, were alive, you know. So there was a lot of entertainment there.
Do they still do it there in Branson?
They still do it. You know... we met Bobby Vinton. He used to, and the other guy, 80 years old. My memory is not that good.
No, it's because it's not the memory. It's that we've experienced so much in life. You can't, contain it all.
You know, that's really true. Fortunately, I was a chiropractor for 40 years. My wife worked in an office and my daughter worked in the office. My daughter worked in the office for 32 years. Every once in a while, I'd bring in some new kid out of school, and you know, he'd work for me. They needed the experience, and I paid him as well as I could, you know, and they enjoyed it. We went on a lot of 30-day vacations because I had a substitute in there working for me,
and
we traveled the country quite a bit. But I went to school with a guy named Eddie Olchek, and his son ended up being the first Chicagoan drafted by the Chicago Blackhawks. And through my daughters, who made a fan club for him, we used to watch him on a satellite dish in Roseville. Back in those days, the satellite dish was square that we bought from somebody.
Yeah. And huge.
And huge, yeah. And my my daughter started a fan club. We met him in L.A. We found out, you know, that he and I had this connection. We became friends with him, and the wife and I, because I was a hockey referee for 15 years in Roseville.
And a chiropractor, a hockey referee, and a comedian.
Yeah.
You're and then much. I got a break for news, but right.
And I gotta get the puck out of here.
Okay, Joe. Thanks for the Shiner box. Nobody has ever gifted me like this. You know the way to my heart. It's
next time I see you. Next time I see you, I'll have more than that.
Okay. Always an open door, Joe. We're going to break for Fox News. I'm here for another half hour. John Potter at the great Western Skies RV event at Grand Sierra Resort here in the parking lot. It's on till 6 tonight. I'm here till noon. We'll be back after Fox News on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time is 11:32.
24/7 Fox News and Talk Radio. 99.1 FM Talk. News breaks here.
Fox News, I'm Paul Stevens. Flights have resumed, but residual delays continue at London's Heathrow Airport. This after a Friday fire at a power substation.
Heathrow has come under intense criticism for how a fire at one substation could have created all of this chaos. Now, Heathrow doesn't have a single source of power, but three substations that power different areas, and it took several hours to control the fire.
Fox's Stephanie Bennett. The legal battle continues after a judge blocked the White House from using a centuries-old law to deport suspected gang members.
That wartime power dates back to when John Adams was president, and what Judge James Boasberg and what many critics say, this is about due process for some of those alleged gang members deported to El Salvador.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson. And former two-time heavyweight boxing champ and noted pitchman George Foreman has died. He was 76. America's listening to Fox News.
There are plenty of myths going around about reverse mortgages. You can't keep your home in a living trust, the bank owns your home when you're gone, etc. Those are all false. I am Patty Wood with American Pacific Mortgage, your local reverse mortgage specialist. I'm here to answer all of your questions about reverse mortgages, so please give me a call at 775-954-0366. That's 954-0366, NMLS number 243849.
Since 1979, the church at Reno Christian Academy has been teaching traditional American values in an academically rigorous environment. The success of their alumni speaks volumes. The church at Reno Christian Academy has produced successful engineers, business owners, lawyers, preachers, missionaries, educators, and at least one commercial airline pilot. If you have a child or grandchild currently enrolled in another school in the Reno area and feel that the teach the bare minimum, social agenda first, academic second model is not working for them, the church at Reno Christian Academy would encourage you to schedule a visit to the campus by calling 329-5848. Give your student the best chance for success in an environment where parental participation is encouraged and standards are upheld. The church at Reno Christian Academy, 775-329-5848.
Hi, Dr. McCormick.
Hey, Stan. It's great to see you. What's going on?
I was wondering if you could take a look at my calculator finger. I'm always crunching numbers, and I want to look good when I'm doing it.
Remember when Heritage Bank gave us that great loan to bring my surgery center to life? You were sure crunching the numbers for us then, and they look great.
Yeah, but what about my smile? Helping customers always puts a smile on my face. In fact, I smile so much, I have a smile crease right here.
That's a great smile, and I love all the smiles every time I go into Heritage Bank.
Okay, but I really have this one freckle on my ear. I love listening to my customers, and I don't want anything to get in the way.
Stan, you've always listened to me and what my business needs. In fact, I was so impressed, I moved my accounts over to Heritage.
But Dr. McCormick, I really, really want to be perfect.
Well, Stan, we can actually do that for you. Look at this photo. It shows what you'll look like once you are perfect.
Hey, that's a picture of Heritage Bank.
Exactly.
Heritage Bank of Nevada. It's not how big your bank is, it's how big you are with your bank. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Yomi is a high-precision robotic guidance system designed to make your dental implant procedure smoother, more efficient, and provide added comfort for you. This accurate and minimally invasive system means less downtime.
Hi, I'm Dr. Clint Use. I know implant surgery can feel overwhelming, but with Yomi's guidance, you're in safe, steady hands. Yomi helps me place implants with the kind of accuracy that human hands alone can't achieve, and that can make the whole process smoother, faster, and easier for you. I want to help you feel great about your smile again. Visit CarsonCityImplants.com to book a consultation. That's CarsonCityImplants.com. Your smile is worth it.
Schedule your appointment today at Advanced Dentistry by Design. Dr. Use and his team will help you achieve a healthy, complete smile with minimal interruption to your life. Call 775-400-2533 or visit AdvancedDentistryByDesign.com to schedule your appointment today.
Brought to you by Cool Breeze. When it's frozen outside, Cool Breeze is here to keep your family safe, warm, and cozy. Go to CoolBreezeNV.com to find out how you can save 10% on any repair or service call. Cool Breeze, your local experts. We're going to be in the 70-degree range tomorrow after 60-degree territory today. And tomorrow we'll have a bit more sunshine than clouds. Still cloudy today. Tomorrow at 7, at home, Gary Sullivan, 99.1 FM Talk.
We need to talk.
In a somewhat friendly manner.
So make the call.
A colorful call.
884-9910. News and talk. Live and local. The weekend. On News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hi, friends. Welcome back. John Potter here. You know, the Scheinerbach reminds me of a story. In college, I studied English lit. If I had studied English sober, it would have taken 4 years instead of six. And I had a summer vacation employer who, when the summer ended, and I told him I was going back to college, he said, "You're just extending your childhood."
going back to college. Darned if he wasn't right. We're here at the GSR, outside the GSR, I should say, the Grand Sierra Resort, finest hotel in town. You know, when I get bored, I like to call up a Best Western hotel, and when they answer with Best Western, I say Unforgiven with Clint Eastwood, and then I hang up. Yeah, okay. Bring Joe back. Joe laughed. Okay, here's a deal that was just handed to me. A Vengeance Toy Hauler. The MSRP is $75,310. You can get it today for $31,999. And this is the real, true MSRP. $75,310 today. $31,999, brand new vehicle, by the way. And talking to the folks here, everybody has a different reason why they're looking into an RV. And we just had a longtime listener of KKFT, very conservative man. And his reason for getting an RV is so that when the world goes to hell, he can escape in it. Okay, well, all right. Maybe the guy knows something. So come on out here. I'm only here for a few more minutes, but the sale goes on until 6 o'clock tonight, actually. And it's a 10-day event. It's that big. It's so big. We have factory representatives from all over the country here. We have a Coachman guy. We have a StarCraft guy. And there's a few more out here. And they're here in Reno to unload this overabundance supply of RVs, which has hit our nation. RVs, B vans, Class Cs, the travel trailers. They deliver even if you rent one to try it out. But this event is free admission, free parking, over 200 units in stock. Save up way over 50% off the original MSRP as they make room for the inventory coming in. There's a lot of brand new spotless 2024s here that have been sitting on lots for too long. So they want those 2025s and even the 26s coming in. They need the room. Travel trailers, toy haulers, fifth wheels, motor homes. They have Winnebago here, Coachman, Forest River, factory incentives on top of the sale prices. Family owned and run dealership. We're talking Western Skies RV with parts, service sales, rentals, as I said, and 10 years in business here in our town. And from the interviews, you probably picked up that they are no pressure. These are just regular folks who got in the business of selling RVs because they love the lifestyle so much and they want to share it. They earned the Best of Reno Award 4 years in a row at Western Skies RV. What else? I think, oh my gosh. Oh yeah, I was just handing a list of manufacturers. Winnebago, Coachman, Nexus, Opus, Encore, Intec, New Camp, StarCraft, Forest River, Genesis Supreme, Heartland, Road Trek, just some of the brand names here at the Grand Sierra Resort from now until 6 o'clock tonight. So we're going to take our final break here. Feel free to come on by and say hi if you're in the neighborhood. And come by here. You have till 6 o'clock tonight. Give us a call, too. We take phone calls, 775-884-9910. I'm John Potter, live and local on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk Time, 1144.
Speak now. 884-9910. FM News Talk, 99.1.
Heating your home today has gotten very expensive, but Capital Control Systems can help lower your heating bill by installing a hybrid heat system, using electricity first with a heat pump, then switching to the gas furnace on the really cold days. Make your home more efficient for less. Buy a new high-efficiency system now at today's prices before prices continue to go up in the future.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, Capital Control Systems.
Did you know more people are getting their next vehicle in Carson City? Hi, Chris Russell, owner of Nissan Carson City. Although we're really not sure why that reason is, could it be our tires and oil for life on every new vehicle? Or maybe that's just that you always pay lower sales taxes in Carson City. I bet I know. It's because smart shoppers know a great deal when they see one. Like our amazing selection of clean used vehicles. And we know we have the perfect car, truck, or SUV to fit anybody's budget. That reminds me, it's because we always give you more for your trade. That's why we always say we have what the others don't. Wait, come to think of it, people return time and time again to our service department. Because if you have a problem, we'll fix it right the first time. Whatever the reason, I want to believe is because I insist that you know you're in the right place the moment you walk through our doors. Nissan Carson City, the people you can trust. A Chris Russell dealership.
Who's the best at installing windows in your home? Brothers Home Improvement. We stand by them here at the Armstrong and Getty Show.
Yep, and they're so great to work with, our trusted window experts at Brothers Home Improvement. These nine brothers and sisters are committed to their customers' complete satisfaction. They've been doing it for over 28 years.
Yeah, it's a long time. They've installed over 900,000 windows, but they don't use subcontractors. They do it themselves. That's why the quality is so good.
For a limited time, mention Armstrong and Getty to receive $1,000 off on 10 or more windows, $720 off on 8 or more windows, or $300 off on 4 or more windows installed.
Just visit brotherswindows.com, brotherswindows.com, or give them a call at 800-672-3777.
We don't put our stamp of approval on just any company. Make Brothers Home Improvement your first call for a free in-home estimate. Call 800-672-3777 or visit brotherswindows.com. You're going to love the way you're treated. Brotherswindows.com.
Brought to you by Cool Breeze. When it's frozen outside, Cool Breeze is here to keep your family safe, warm, and cozy. Go to CoolBreezeMV.com to find out how you can save 10% on any repair or service call. Cool Breeze, your local experts. We're going to be in the 70-degree range tomorrow after 60-degree territory today, and tomorrow we'll have a bit more sunshine than clouds. Still cloudy today. Tomorrow at 7, at home, Gary Sullivan, 99.1 FM Talk.
This is where Nevada comes to hear and talk about the news.
It scares me. It really scares me.
99.1 FM Talk.
And 92.3 News, Talk, Truth.
Hello, friends. Welcome back. Glad you tuned in, and glad that a lot of folks have stopped by here. Now, normally, I would talk to one of the people involved in selling the RVs here. They are all busy with customers, which kind of puts it on me to entertain you for the next 15 minutes here at the huge Western Skies RV event. Let me talk a little bit about the dealer and why it's so important to buy local. There's no hidden fees. There's no prep fees. There's no delivery fees. There's a local service. There's free delivery. There is free propane and discounts galore in all deals. And plus, you're dealing with local people, which I think is really, really important. Did not mention the motorhomes, Winnebago, Coachman, and Nexus motorhomes. The diesel Super C's are here. Adventure trailers, B vans, the Class C's, the toy haulers, the teardrops, which aerodynamically save you on the gas, very ultralight units here, over 200 motorhomes, and manufacturers reps to talk to you today from Coachman, Starcraft, and I think a few more people here. Heads up, Phil has let me know that there's a police action in Reno at Sutro and Selmy, and we're told to tell people to avoid that area, Sutro Street and Selmy in Reno, with a police action going on there right now. How's traffic, Phil, at the moment?
We still have a high wind prohibition through Washoe Valley on 580, although you can still get through on old 395. Around the Reno Sparks area, we are accident-free.
All right, awesome. And it's been a pretty good week. I talked earlier about I don't think the media gave enough coverage to what a great, wonderful American event it was to bring back our two astronauts this week. You know, in the 70s, 60s, whatever, that would have been a huge there would have been a huge outpouring of pride about that. And it was kind of like undersold on the news because, you know, they had to get back into saying every little negative thing they could say about the president. But those two really, as I said earlier, the two astronauts inspired me to get fascinated with NASA and flights again. And I'm so the point is that these two could have been belly achers and could have been complaining, but they chose to be upbeat. They were incredibly upbeat, and they chose to be confident, and they chose to be positive, and they, you know, they chose to show a lot of resilience and that can-do, thumbs-up American spirit. And I'll be honest with you, it worked on me. And I feel like, heck yeah, these are great folks, and I'm proud of them. And I'm proud they wear the flag of our country on their uniform, both of them. And by the way, they're retired Navy pilots. Both of them went on to be Navy test pilots before they became astronauts. Just two exceptional people. And they are back home with families today, and they're visiting the White House, I think, soon. I don't know what day that is, but all you can say is God bless America. I also had, still no, Kevin, they're all busy with customers. They're all busy with customers. These darn customers ruining my show.
I did talk to a customer, he and his family.
And they're busy. Everybody's busy.
You know what they said? They said, we love this place. This show is great. They leave you alone. You can shop around.
I know. It's like hanging out with RV fans, not salesmen. You know, that's
the family here.
The family that, yeah.
It's,
absolutely. Another thing this week, folks, I had this older gentleman call up last Saturday, as opposed to the good news that the astronauts brought us. This gentleman said he's upset about the division in our country and what can bring us together. I really love American history enough to where I almost study it at times. And you know, I've been reading American history all my life. I am in no way an expert, but over the years, I have made a continued and repeated study of American history from before George all the way to now. And looking at politics, the various presidents, you know, the parties and the bigwigs and Congress and every era of American history, I love it. And here's the deal. Our politics have always been just this way. And the divisions between our two parties, and they've sometimes kind of swapped issues back and forth, but the division between our political parties, we've almost always had just two big parties. They've always been just this intense. In fact, in terms of dirty tricks and letting each other down, there have been eras in our history when the politicians were even nastier to each other than they are now. It's hard to believe, but it's true. Even things like media bias. You say, oh, I watch the news and they're in with the Democrats. Yeah, well, it's always been that way. I worked in the news business for more than 30, 35 years now. And the way they do it now is so obvious and slanted, it would have deeply offended us back in the day. But the news industry in America has always been politically biased, and that's never been hidden for most of our history. It's just more obvious now. But you can go back to when Patrick Henry was down there in the Virginia House of Burgess, as it was known then, because it was the first democratically elected legislative body in what was then British North America. And Henry is very boldly saying, I care not what course others may take. As for me, give me liberty or give me death. It is a bold, inspiring statement, which was followed by him going out and trying to backlash or backstab, I should say, the rest of the founding fathers. Jefferson did some nasty, vindictive, evil, wicked things to try to tear down George Washington, and they jabbed back at Jefferson. It's been that way in every era. Ulysses S. Grant was not a political person, but his time in the army and his time as president, the Reconstruction era, was all completely 100% dominated by fights between Republicans and Democrats. And more often than not, they were fighting against the other party just because it was the other party, just like, you know, we have done that in every era of American history. So no, things are not worse now. This is how we roll, and it's worked pretty good for us going on 250 years. So I just want to say, I guess my point is, the sky's not fallen.
we're going to be okay. This is just the American way. We have strong opinions, and we get in, and we throw our elbows under the basket, as my dad would say. God made us all different for a reason, even though that reason wasn't so that we could all just fight, you know, with each other. Does America have huge problems? Yep. Lots of work to do there. And is it possible for a country to lose itself so much that leaving it is justified? Yeah, but we're not there yet, not by a long shot. And we don't need quitters. We need, you know, the people who will stay and fix it. Maybe the problem isn't that America is not worth defending. Maybe the problem is lots of people today are entitled whiners who have no perspective and no idea just how good they have it. It's like 60% of self-identified liberals say there have been times when they considered leaving America for good. And that's, I guess, what triggered me. I don't get it. You want so badly for every immigrant to come to this country and experience the good life, but somehow it's so terrible. You want to leave? I'm just shaking my head here. Hey, welcome. How are you? Missed my sermon. Oh. It's okay. It's, I don't know what I was talking about, but it's, you didn't miss much. All right, we're down to a few minutes, I guess. So, folks, if you miss it today, if you're busy today, come by tomorrow. And I think we're on the second of 10 days of this massive RV event. Over 200 units in stock. You save up to 50% off original MSRP as they make room. They have to. There are a lot of brand new spotless 2024s here. Got to get the 2025s in and the 26s, but you can take your choice. 50%. I saw 70% off that Coachman that I have my eye on, off the original MSRP. And you can check those MSRPs on the internet, of course. Factory reps on site with factory incentives. Winnebago, Coachman, Forest River. And the reps are here from those places, and the dealership is better than all. 10 years in business, great rep, and that's what keeps them in business. Great parts, great service, sales, even rentals. A great event. I'm a big fan of this company, Western Skies RV. Did I run through that list? Yeah, I did. Okay. Stop by, see Lenny of StarCraft. He came here from Southern California to be here. He works for the StarCraft family. Jim Elliott came here from Indiana. He represents Coachman Motorhomes and direct manufacturer people to talk to about the unit that you have your eye on. So how much time do I have there, Craig? My producer, he's always on it. 2 minutes. He told me 2 minutes, 20 seconds. Thanks, Phil. Phil, anything you want to add? Can I get you an RV, my friend?
I'd like to have an RV, but I can hardly afford the Kia that I have now.
Well, you're set on that one.
Well,
70,000. What'd you say? Was 70% off?
Well, I did see. Yeah, thanks, Phil. I did see, I don't want to tell you which one it is, because I'm going to try to talk my wife into this. She gave me a face when I talked about having an RV. But I'll tell you, Kevin, no hotel or motel wants our cats. Nobody. Yeah. We have three cats. This, we can have our cats and travel, and we can go to RV parks and be social with people and not hold up in some hotel room where I could get bed bugs. You know what I'm saying?
Risk. And also, you know, yeah. An RV is an escape on wheels.
Well, that's, now somebody else told me that. They said he thinks the world's going to hell. Yeah. And
this is a way to get away from
this
it
is a way to
no,
escape.
I'm serious. You never know when you're going to need it. No, you never know.
The other guy was serious, too. All right. Anyway, it was an honor representing these RVs and these great units here. Oh, there it is. That's the name. The 2025 Spring Show and Sale. Why couldn't I remember that?
I don't know.
It's got all sorts of names.
Yeah, 1 minute.
1 minute. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, I would have liked to talk to more of the RV people, but they're all busy with customers. Look at them all. My gosh, it's like walking through Tokyo. Maybe I exaggerate a little bit. I'm known to do that. So I'll talk to you folks next Saturday, live and local from 9 to noon.
And I will talk to you again on Monday morning, giving the news and the traffic on my early morning, late morning shift, I guess you can call it, followed by the great Phil. The great Phil running the show in Carson City. Thanks, Phil.
No sweat.
Okay. I'll get to that motorhome, Phil. All right, folks. Have yourself a great weekend. Love you all very much. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. Fox News is next. Bye-bye.